Hello, I'm Adenike Adelakun, a health outcome scientist at GSK. On behalf of my co-authors, I'll be presenting this poster on the clinical, economic, and public health impacts of cabotegravir long-acting injectable for HIV pre-exposure prophylaxis compared with daily oral tenofovir disoproxil fumarate emtricitabine and no pre-exposure prophylaxis from a Canadian public payer perspective. Our results show that cabotegravir long-acting injectable is less costly and more effective than use of tenofovir disoproxil fumarate emtricitabine and no pre-exposure prophylaxis. By the end of 2022, there were over 65,000 people living with HIV in Canada, 24.9% increase in HIV incidence compared to 2021. HIV pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, has been demonstrated to prevent HIV acquisition in individuals who do not have HIV but are at increased risk of infection. Despite being available in Canada for 8 years, daily oral tenofovir disoproxil fumarate emtricitabine, or TDF-FTC for PrEP, is underutilized by at-risk individuals, and high levels of adherence are required for PrEP to be effective. Cabotegravir long-acting injectable is administered every 2 months and was approved in Canada in May of 2024 to reduce the risk of sexually acquired HIV in at-risk adults and adolescents. The lifetime clinical and economic impact of cabotegravir long-acting was estimated and compared with daily oral TDF-FTC and no PrEP using a decision analytic Markov model. The structure of the model is displayed in Figure 1. The model characteristics can be seen in Table 1. The values were obtained from publicly available sources and were validated by Canadian healthcare providers. In base case, modeled individuals initiated a PrEP option, which could be cabotegravir long-acting injectable or TDF-FTC, or no PrEP upon model entry, and continued to receive their initially assigned PrEP option until discontinuation, HIV acquisition, or death. An indirect treatment comparison provided an estimate of the effectiveness of cabotegravir long-acting injectable versus no PrEP based on the observed effectiveness of cabotegravir long-acting injectable versus TDF-FTC and the predicted effectiveness of TDF-FTC versus no PrEP. As seen in Table 2, cabotegravir long-acting was less costly and more effective than TDF-FTC and no PrEP. As shown in Figure 2, cabotegravir long-acting had incremental cost savings of over CAD$17,000 versus TDF-FTC and over CAD$86,000 versus no PrEP. Additionally, cabotegravir long-acting had quality-adjusted life years gains of 0.20 versus TDF-FTC and 0.57 versus no PrEP. At a willingness to pay threshold of CAD$50,000 per quality-adjusted life years, 100% of simulations showed cabotegravir long-acting as being cost-effective. As seen in Figure 3, the number needed to treat to prevent one primary HIV infection over the modeled lifetime horizon was 13 for cabotegravir long-acting injectable and 19 for TDF-FTC, compared with no pre-exposure prophylaxis. The number needed to treat indicates how many patients needed to be treated with a particular therapy to prevent one additional event compared with the standard of care. The number needed to treat for cabotegravir long-acting against tenofovir disoproxil fumarate TDF-FTC was 37, which means that on average, 37 people needed to switch from TDF-FTC to cabotegravir long-acting to avoid one additional HIV infection. In conclusion, cabotegravir long-acting is cost-effective compared to TDF-FTC and no PrEP. Our results indicate that the introduction of cabotegravir long-acting as PrEP in Canada would result in substantial public health and monetary benefits by preventing additional HIV cases and reducing the clinical and economic burden of HIV. Thank you for your attention. Please refer to the poster for a comprehensive presentation of our findings.